KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have fog and 23 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning, patchy dense fog and some icy patches for your morning commute. That'll continue through about 9 o'clock in our immediate listening area, and people should be prepared for sudden changes in visibility with isolated locations of visibility below one quarter of a mile. In addition, some icy patches are possible due to the freezing of the moisture on the wet road surfaces. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, Cass County Health System and Cass County Home Care on Monday announced the availability of free women's health screenings. The screenings are made available through the Iowa Care for Yourself program and a grant from the Iowa affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Screenings include mammograms, clinical breast exams, and pelvic exams with or without pap smears. Carla Akers, Care for Yourself Coordinator of Cass County Home Care, says regular preventative screenings help to diagnose disease at an early age, and every woman needs to take care of herself first, and these screenings are an important part of that process. Some age, income, and insurance guidelines apply, but Akers encourages women to call about availability. Enrollment numbers are limited, and services must be completed by the end of March. Pat Markham, CCMH Administrator, says the Cass County Health System providers are available to offer screening appointments that will comply with the March 30th deadline. Women interested in accessing the women's health screening should contact Carla Akers at 712-243-7443. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The U.S. Marine Corps has named a former Avoca woman as the Corps' Spouse of the Year. Stephanie Garrigy, who grew up in Avoca, now lives in North Carolina with her two sons, Caden and Cole, while her husband is serving in Afghanistan. Garrigy formed a local running club called the Stroller Warriors to connect with other military mothers and to keep her mind occupied while her husband is deployed. The honor makes her one of only 30 people who have qualified to become the Military Spouse of the Year. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the City Council in Sioux City has approved paying $30,000 in fines for breaking Iowa environmental rules. The Council approved the payment at its meeting on Monday. The Iowa DNR said the city committed three violations, including incorrectly flushing and disinfecting a temporary water line during a street reconstruction project. The city was fined $10,000 for each violation. State regulators have scheduled a series of public meetings to gather input on MidAmerican Energy's plans to increase electric rates by 3-4% this year to cover rising costs. The Iowa Utilities Board will hold six meetings across the state from February 23rd to March the 13th. The company says the increase is necessary to recover rising environmental requirements and energy production costs. Iowa law allows utilities to impose rate increases on a temporary basis until regulators make a final decision. MidAmerican Energy is the state's largest utility with 770,000 customers. It's operating under a rate freeze that preserves rates until 2013. The company, a subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway in Omaha, hasn't raised their base electric rates in 16 years. The Iowa House has approved a school spending plan that continues a freeze on spending for this school year and leaves in place a 2% increase for next school year that's already been approved. The measure calls on lawmakers to approve two-year budgets for local schools routinely instead of debating the issue every year. The budget was approved on a 56-39 on Monday evening, continuing a two-year spending plan first approved last session. Republicans say that's how lawmakers should deal with school finances. Macedonia Republican Greg Forrestal said the GOP-backed plan ends a practice of promising bigger school budgets but not providing the money. The Senate has approved a budget that would increase K-12 spending by $122 million for the school year beginning in the fall of 2013. Elsewhere in the news, in April, trial is scheduled for an Iowa woman accused of killing her newborn twin daughters and hiding their bodies in the trunk of her car. Court records show 22-year-old Jackie Burkle of Huxley is to stand trial on two counts of first-degree murder beginning April 3rd in Story County District Court. She entered a written plea of not guilty on January 30th. Police found the baby's bodies in the trunk of Burke's car on January 7th after receiving a call to check on her. Court records show that Burke appeared pregnant at work at a Huxley convenience store on January the 5th. However, she no longer looked pregnant 2 days later, prompting a co-worker to call police. The 38-year-old man convicted of sexual assault and incest in northeast Nebraska's Cedar County has been sentenced to prison. The man was convicted in December on two counts of first-degree sexual assault and two counts also of incest. The case stemmed from an investigation involving authorities in Nebraska and Sioux City. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says the man was sentenced on Monday to 25 to 30 years in prison on each of the sexual assault charges and 5 to 10 years on the incest charges. The sentences are to be served concurrently. The man was accused of sexually assaulting a child over a 10-year period beginning when the child was just 6 years old. Authorities say a driver escaped serious injury when his pickup truck rolled down a steep embankment and plunged into a frozen quarry pond near LaPorte City, which is in eastern Iowa. Officials say 50-year-old Daniel Murray of Dysart crawled out of the truck and out of the pond Monday morning. He was taken to a Waterloo hospital to be checked out. John Mullen of P&J Equipment says Murphy showed up at the business and was bleeding and soaking wet. Mullen says that Murphy told him he, quote, lost it on the ice, meaning control of his vehicle. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office said Murphy's truck slid down a 60-foot rocky embankment and into the pond where it broke through the ice and ended up in 4 feet of water. Cedar Rapids fire officials said the source of a mysterious odor that sickened two dozen students and staff at a cafeteria at a middle school is still a mystery. Fire Department spokesman Greg Bulow said the exact cause is inconclusive. Emergency crews were called to Harding Middle School on January 30th. After 24 students and adults became ill with symptoms ranging from burning eyes to vomiting, most of those who became ill were at a table closest to the kitchen. Monitors, however, detected no dangerous gases in the school. Bulow says that health officials found no evidence of a foodborne illness and the results of samples sent to the state hygienic laboratory were inconclusive. McDonald's Corporation says it will require U.S. pork suppliers to provide plans by May to phase out the use of stalls that confine pregnant sows. The Humane Society of the U.S. is touting Monday's announcement as a major victory in its fight to stop the use of stalls it considers inhumane. Some of McDonald's suppliers have already announced plans to phase out the stalls. The joint statement released on Monday by McDonald's and the Humane Society says the fast food chain wants all of its suppliers to do so. McDonald's spokesman Dan Gorski said suppliers including Smithfield Foods and Cargill have made progress in adopting alternatives to so-called gestation crates, and the company will discuss the next step with all of its suppliers after receiving their plans. The trial of a driver accused of hitting a Des Moines police officer at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines last summer is underway in Polk County District Court. Jury selection began on Monday for Keith Terry of Bellows Creek, North Carolina, who's charged with a serious injury by vehicle, operating while intoxicated, and possession of marijuana. A pool of 70 potential jurors has been called. Terry is accused of hitting police officer Phukam Tran on August the 20th of last year. He was helping people cross the street near the fair when he was hit by a pickup truck and thrown about 50 feet. Tran spent months recovering from severe head and internal injuries, and he returned home in January. Two people have been killed and at least four people injured in a collision in northern Iowa. The Webster County Sheriff's Department said the accident occurred a little before 6 p.m. Monday, about a mile west of Moreland. The pickup and car collided on a bridge crossing a ditch. The driver and passenger in the truck were killed. Three other passengers were injured. At least one of the people in the car. All were taken to the Trinity Regional Medical Center in Fort Dodge. Their names have not yet been released. The roadway was icy, but the Iowa State Patrol says it's unclear whether that played a role in the accident. And Iowa officials have been investigating an incident involving prison workers at the state's Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. Deputy Warden Greg Ort said Monday that an internal investigation is being conducted, but he won't release any details about what the employees are accused of doing. He said the incident occurred about a week ago and didn't happen in the center. Ord also says investigators are trying to determine whether any crime occurred and whether the employees broke any state rules or policies. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
In the funeral announcements, Ruby Arlene Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruby Martin will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ronald Yarger, age 79, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yarger will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Dean Culver, age 103, of Panora, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. And Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.